It's been a year since the Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Palestine, releasing chemicals and resulting in the burning of 900,000 pounds of vinyl chloride. Some residents are still worried about chemical exposure from the wreck inside their homes, but the EPA says it won't test. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Last year, Candace DeSanzo and her family spent months away from their home in East Palestine because being at home made them feel sick. Every time they came back to town, their symptoms would return.
One time we were here for 2 hours and we were driving out and I looked back and there's blood coming out of my one-year-old's mouth.
Over the summer, DeSanzo and her family returned to their home less than a mile from the derailment site. She set up half a dozen air filters and threw out bags of clothes that smelled like chemicals. Gradually, things improved, but DeSanzo is still worried there's contamination in some parts of the house, like one room in her basement.
And every time I was standing down there in that specific area, I'd fold clothes right there, I'd start to get my toes tingly. My toes would start tingling, and my nose would start running, and my throat would start hurting.
DeSanzo got a chemical test in her house, which found dioxins, toxic chemicals associated with the derailment, on her property. She wants the EPA to periodically test the inside of her home, but the agency has declined. This baffles her.
Why would they not? If there's only two of us crazies in this town that don't think it's safe, test our homes.
The EPA has been testing outdoor air all year in East Palestine for volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, like the chemicals released in the derailment. Mark Durno is a site coordinator in East Palestine for EPA.
Not only are we not seeing the chemicals of concern at low levels, we're not seeing them at all.
Since the air is clear now, Durno thinks there's no way for contaminants to make their way into homes. He also says it would be hard to tell if any detectable chemicals came from the derailment or from chemicals already inside people's homes from paints, plastics, and cigarette smoke.
Because of all the sources of volatile organics already in homes, from all the compounds and lifestyle and structural and chemicals that are already in people's homes.
Scientists contacted by the Allegheny Front said indoor testing would be a good idea in East Palestine. Andrew Welton, an environmental engineer at Purdue University, says chemicals released into the environment can get inside people's homes through underground aquifers, soil, or even sewer lines. He says the EPA's own scientists have published guidance on this concept, known as vapor intrusion.
This occurs near Superfund sites where you have known chemical releases. VOCs get into the sewers, they can come up into the homes, and they can cause immediate or long-term health impacts.
EPA says it's testing soil and groundwater and says there's no evidence to suggest contamination has spread throughout town. Still, Kimberly Garrett, an environmental toxicologist at Northeastern University, says regulators should have been doing indoor testing from the beginning in East Palestine.
It would have been beneficial to collect that data as soon as possible, to collect home samples as soon as possible and do it repeatedly until they could show that either there wasn't anything of concern inside the homes, or if there was, that we could see it decrease over time, which is what we would expect.
Michael Bassessi, an environmental health scientist at Ohio State, is part of a team of researchers analyzing chemical testing done in East Palestine by the EPA and others. From what he's seen, he doesn't think the level of contamination poses a long-term health threat. But he says there's only one way to find out for sure.
Sometimes it warrants collecting samples to answer the question with data.
Still, some in East Palestine might not want EPA to test their homes. Ben Terwilliger lives about 900 feet from the derailment. He's had neighbors who've had their homes tested by Norfolk Southern and EPA.
And they all came back, nothing's wrong. Everything's well within the limits. Well, we all saw the nuclear cloud, but, you know, I find that hard to believe.
EPA, it turned out, was allowing Norfolk Southern to use an instrument that doesn't adequately detect butyl acrylate, one of the chemicals that spilled in the derailment. It's that kind of experience that leads Terwilliger and others to be skeptical about EPA's testing.
Personally, I don't really trust the EPA to tell the truth.
Both Candace DeSanzo and Ben Terwilliger would like to leave a town they think is polluted, but right now, neither say they can afford to. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.